With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
I used to be a science major until my dreams were crushed by Gavin.
I'm saving the planet.
106.5 The End.
It's time for another listener court here on The Wake Up Call. This is where we ask Wake Up Call listeners to be the jury. We present a problem and decide if the verdict is guilty or not guilty. Ethan lives with Lisa's boyfriend and has been his roommate for years. Lisa occasionally stays at their place, and one morning, she decided to make her boyfriend and Ethan breakfast just to be nice. Ethan asked her what she made for breakfast, knowing that she's a vegan, and she said eggs and pancakes. Shortly after Ethan started eating breakfast, his throat started to close up because the eggs were really an egg substitute made with soy, which he is allergic to. Ethan's roommate had to call an ambulance because Ethan didn't know where his EpiPen was, and now he wants Lisa to pay for the $800 out-of-pocket expense for the ambulance ride. So today we need to find out, is Lisa guilty and needs to pay the $800 for the ambulance ride because she didn't disclose what she had cooked? Or is Lisa not guilty because Ethan should have known where his EpiPen was at all times? Gavin, you'll be representing Lisa. Katie, you'll be representing Ethan. Listener court is now in session. I'd like to call Ethan to the stand. Katie, you may question your witness.
Ethan, as someone who also needs an EpiPen, and Gavin had to EpiPen me in the studio one time.
It's framed, hanging on the wall, so that we never forget the day I saved Katie's life.
With an American flag background.
That is right.
Damn right.
Weirdly. I understand how scary it can be. Is your roommate vegan?
No, he's actually not.
He is not? Okay. So, have you ever seen his girlfriend cook him non-vegan food?
No, actually, I actually haven't. I know he's not, but I've never. I mean, she's over there time, but usually it's stuff they order out or whatever. Like, I was kind of surprised.
Okay. You know? Had she told you that these were faux eggs with soy, would you have eaten them?
Of course not.
I mean, I can't imagine I have any other questions.
Okay, thank you, Katie. Gavin?
Ethan, where's your EpiPen? Where is it right now?
It's in my room right now. I know
that's
it is.
That's right.
Didn't happen in that morning.
You should know where it is at all times. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree. But, I mean, you know, it was early in the morning. I wasn't expecting that. And I asked her what was she made, and she told me. She could have told me what was in there because she knows that I have allergies. I mean,
oh,
she's
so she does
enough,
know.
She knows, my roommate knows.
She does know that you have allergies. Have you talked to her that you have allergies?
No, but I've talked to my roommate about it plenty of times.
I see. So you are assuming that your roommate has told his girlfriend. I see. You know what? No further questions.
Wow. Okay. Thank you, Gavin. Ethan, you may step down. The court would like to call Lisa to the stand. Gavin, you may question your witness.
Thank you very much, Your Honor. Lisa, did you forget that the eggs were fake eggs? Or did you intentionally try to murder Ethan?
Of course not. I mean, I just call things like that's what I call eggs, and they look like eggs, they taste like eggs. I just quickly, that's what I asked. He didn't ask what was in the food, by the way. He just asked, what are we eating? So casually.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't mention what he's allergic to, especially deathly allergic to soy. He didn't mention any of that.
And why didn't you buy normal eggs?
I'm vegan. I don't eat normal eggs. It was something I was doing for my boyfriend. And, you know, Ethan just happened to be there. I'm trying to be nice. And if he doesn't like what we're having, he didn't have to have any.
And final question, you mentioned your boyfriend. Do you agree that your boyfriend had an obligation to tell you that his roommate had an allergy?
I guess he should have mentioned it, but it was early. He was on his phone. He wasn't really paying attention, I guess. But ultimately, I think it's on Ethan to mention it. And also, where's your EpiPen? You're a grown-up. Like, you need, if that's so important, you should have it on you.
You're a grown-up. No further questions.
All right, thank you, Gavin. Katie?
Have you ever forgotten where you put something?
I mean, yeah.
Okay. Did you also forget that you don't eat real eggs and you eat fake eggs that are chocked full of deadly soy?
I mean, it's not deadly to me.
Oh, well, if it's not deadly to you, I guess it doesn't matter. Now,
objection, Your Honor. Sassy.
I'll allow it.
Wouldn't you say that you robbed Ethan of the opportunity to protect himself when you lied to him about the eggs?
I mean, I didn't. It wasn't a lie.
Was it the truth?
I mean, I just didn't mention the ingredients used. It's just a small detail.
Okay, it is a small detail that it is not a real egg?
I mean, technically, no, it's not a real egg.
Would you say that vegans keep trying to convince normal people that their food tastes like everybody else's food?
Our food does taste like everyone else's food. It's
nothing
really
further.
Good.
She's a liar.
Okay, wow. Okay, thank you, Katie. What? Lisa, thank you. You may step down. At this time, I'd like to let Gavin and Katie present their closing arguments to the court. Katie, you may begin.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I think we can all agree that Lisa has an agenda. Her agenda is to push veganism on everybody. She didn't want to tell Ethan and her boyfriend that she'd made them a vegan breakfast so that once they ate it, she could do a gotcha and say, see, it is vegan, and you guys couldn't even tell. We've all known somebody like this, but in the meantime, she almost killed a man. Killed a man! Nothing further.
Wow. Thank you, Katie. Gavin?
Because that man didn't know where his EpiPen was. Let's not forget about that. Personal responsibility, especially in life or death matters, is a very real thing. I don't want to glaze over the fact that something very serious did happen to Ethan, and thank God, I think I speak for all of us, that he's okay. That being said, we live in a country of laws. Kind of. And and there are consequences, usually. So my point is that you cannot cast a guilty or not guilty verdict on the assumption that Lisa was trying to trick non-vegans into eating vegan food. We have to only go with fact. And because of that, my client is not guilty.
All right, thank you, Gavin. Thank you, counselors. We will now leave the verdict up to you, the jury, Wake Up Call listeners. Now that you've heard both sides, you can text guilty or not guilty to 73389 and let us know, is Lisa guilty and needs to pay the $800 for the ambulance ride because she didn't disclose what she had cooked? Or is Lisa not guilty because Ethan should have known where his EpiPen was at all times? Right now, text guilty or not guilty to 73389. We will play one song and come back with the verdict. Next, Listener Court on the Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.